Oh man, Redneck, we got another just awesome night of battles here at the temple. I mean, that's really what you want to call them. They're just battles. But you know, with all watching all this and everything, it got me thinking. As we all know, as the whole world knows, Floyd Mayweather is about to fight Conor McGregor next month. But I'm really sitting here thinking that maybe the real big money for Money Mayweather would be coming to Lucha Temple. How would you feel about him coming to the temple, and do you think Dario will let him in?
Well, I don't know if Dario necessarily could afford his services. I mean, he went to the WWE and almost knocked out the Big Show. So, he could probably one punch everybody in that temple. And I don't think Dario wants that.
Wait. So you think that Floyd can one punch Mil Muertes? Like, I don't.
Mil is dead. Well, you got to look at it this way, though, because when those guys sign the contract to be a part of the Lucha Temple, their powers get enhanced. I think Bello and I talked about it last week. And so, you know, of course, his punching power, the way he is, his elusiveness. Do you think anybody's going to be able to touch him? Do you think anybody's going to be able to hit him? Nobody can hit him now as a boxer. He's 49-0. His hand speed's going to be incredible. And if he connects on your chin, it's lights out. It could be death.
Yeah, it could be. You make a good point there with enhanced powers. I'm betting on Mil or Matanza. Like, we don't know where Matanza is, but that has to be the big money fight there.
Well, question is what happens if Floyd Mayweather and Cage with his fist, what happens if they punched and clashed?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of destruction would happen in the temple? I would be worried about the safety of us watching it.
Yeah, the temple may be destroyed with one punch.
Floyd Mayweather, 50-0, and destroys the temple.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind.
I'll deal with Daniel, and then I'll deal with Brock Lesnar.
Oh man, so we got an amazing, just amazing night. Like, Redneck, I'm really at a loss for words to really try to get all my thoughts together in one sentence to think about what I did tonight. So, you know what, let's not even try to do it. Do you want to go ahead and get into this show and talk about the things that happened tonight at the temple?
Oh yeah, let's go ahead. Yeah, because you kind of had a little rough night at the bar tonight.
Yeah, you know, we'll get there for sure. But the first match of tonight was the Mac versus Tejano, and this match started off with the Mac. He really was in there showing off his agility at his size, doing flippy shit. We got a plancha to the outside at one point. It just seemed like he was just flipping all over the place, and him and Tejano kept shaking hands, a sign of respect. You thought that this match was going to be called right down the middle. We weren't going to get any funny business because it really seemed like they respected each other and what their capabilities were in the ring. But then we get that bastard, that sketchy black guy, Famous B, to come in the ring and distract the Mac. The Mac hits him with the stunner, but unfortunately, he gets distracted too much and goes right into a powerbomb by Tejano. 1, 2, 3. He's moving on into the tournament. Like, I feel like this was a... I hated the way that the match had to come to end because these guys were just killing it out there. But goddamn, I hate Famous B.
Yeah. You know, that sketchy black guy. He just came up out of it. He's going to get Tejano to work for him one way or another. Sending a beautiful woman obviously didn't work last week, so... coming in and distracting a guy like the Mac when he was, I had a feeling the Mac was going to go over on old Tejano with the way the match was going. And when he came out there and distracted him, that allowed Tejano to get the victory. And that, you know, Tejano may realize that he does need Famous B if he's going to continue forward, because the way the brackets look, he's got Mil Muertes next.
Yeah.
If Mil Muertes gets past Jeremiah Crane.
Yeah, but, well, you know, and we talked about that the last time me and you were on together. Jeremiah Crane can't go out there and look like a bitch after what he did in his match against Taya. So, you know, we'll see what he can do against Mill. But I have Mill penciled in there. So that's going to be a hell of a match. I mean, everything's a hell of a match here, but I don't know. Famous B, he may just get murdered. Maybe we can sacrifice him?
Yeah, well, you know, Tejano could do something to him. Where's Matanza when you need him?
Exactly. I miss Matanza. Well, not really, because every time he comes to the temple, you don't know if he's just going to get fucking buck loose and murder a couple of us followers or true believers in the temple. And I don't want to be murdered by Matanza. Like, that just would be a sucky way to go out.
Oh, yeah, that would be a sucky way to go out. Hey, you know, I hadn't actually, you know, seen the Mac wrestle. So I was actually kind of disappointed when his music came out and Goldie Mickens and Lulu ain't come out. We got some kind of guy that looked like a cross between Junkyard Dog and Kimbo Slice.
Oh, Redneck. That, man. Yeah, it's not that Mac, but it would have been even more entertaining if the Mac that you thought was coming out would have been coming out, because they would have definitely just got destroyed. But yeah, god damn.
Do you think that there's the Godfather would do in the temple?
The Godfather in the temple. It depends. It depends on what the quality of hoes he has in the whole train is with him, because just that distraction enough, as we've seen in the temple, can get you over. But like you said, his powers would be in hand, so he would be like a super pimp at that point. So he'd like come out with like Kim Kardashian or somebody. He'd really get some distractions there.
Now you said he'd be a super pimp. Would he need baby powder, or like how strong is his pimp hand?
Well, if your powers are enhanced, I feel like he would still... Baby powder is just a staple of being a pimp. But at this point, it's like his hand just automatically produces the baby power as the smack's coming for a higher impact.
I can see it. Yep, being in the temple, you probably would get some kind of power like that.
There you go. Pimp hand strong.
Pimp hay strong.
Pimp Hayes. Pimp Hayes will make an appearance, hopefully, in the temple at one point. But, you know, We'll see about that. I was a little intoxicated, so I don't know if I could really do it justice. But we were in a bar again, as we always are, especially when we have to pregame some way. And do you want to recap what happened to us in the bar?
Well, honestly, I was actually in the restroom at the time that this was going on, so I was hoping that you were kind of paying attention to what was going on, and especially after those 5-6 shots you had.
Yeah, I mean, I paid attention as much as I can in my quote-unquote hazy memory, which, you know, maybe that's why I have my nickname. But from what I can remember, and I can't tell them apart, especially when I'm drunk, is that it was Son of Havoc and Son of Madness in the bar. I believe it was Son of Madness took a shot, and then the next thing I know is that a fight breaks out between the two of them. Now, I was trying my best to eavesdrop on what they were saying, I should say. And all I know for sure is that I heard Son of Madness tell Havoc he was going to make his night a living hell. And something about Havoc saying he went nomad. I don't really understand the whole biker Viking culture, so I don't know what all this stuff means. But that's the best that I can remember from it.
Well, you know, I think the best way I can tell you if you want to learn about biker culture is just watch a couple seasons of Sons of Anarchy. It's pretty legit with how biker culture is.
I watched most of that series. I think I fell off for like two seasons and came back for the last season. So I didn't know if that's legit. You know, it's all because I do remember Jax going nomad at one point. So you know what? It's all making sense now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is a little bit of truth in television.
Fake news.
Fake news. Hashtag fake news. Where Bello had to go do family things tonight. Where is Bello when we need him?
And speaking of, so when we were walking to the car from the temple, I did want to tell you thank you for coming and joining me tonight. Because I had an extra ticket for Bello. You know, we always pick up an extra ticket for each other. And this bastard literally called me when I was on my way to his house and was like, I can't make it. Something with the family came up. Fuck you, Hayes. So, I mean, luckily, Redneck, you always come through in a pinch. I didn't want to have to wait. A, I don't want to go to the temple by myself. And I'm damn sure not bringing Fane Black to the temple, because that's just, we're going to get murdered if Fane Black ever steps foot in the temple. So I want to thank you for being able to come to the temple with me tonight.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I don't know. I think if you and him got signed, y'all could probably be a tag team going in there and wrecking stuff in the temple.
What would be our tag team name?
I'm trying to think. That beard that he's got?
Yeah, that...
I don't know.
That beard, yeah. And if his superpowers get highlighted by signing a Lucha Underground contract, that beard is going to cover his entire face. He's going to be a wolf.
Oh, yeah. It would be like, somebody would be like, what is Billy D. Williams doing in the temple? He's got that beard, and he's whipping people, and his hair's all over the place. Like, he'd probably get, like, powerful hair.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, you know, also, so when we actually were back in the temple, and, you know, in between the match between the Mac and Tejano and the Pentagon and Drago match, I had to go in the back. And I had to go take a piss, and I'm stumbling back there, and I see Masquerita Sangrada, and I'm like, let me follow him, because, you know, I'm an unofficial member of the Rabbit Tribe. I kind of follow what their beliefs, so of course I'm going to follow who could be our Lord and Savior in Masquerita Sangrada. And I go back there, and the Rabbit Tribe, A, they're playing checkers on Salatar's chest, and so... Masquerita walks back there. He hands them a big oversized gif, and he just walks the fuck off like a boss. They go all giddy and crazy over it. They open up the gif, and there's a rabbit foot in there, a Lucky's rabbit foot, and they completely lose their shit. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I tried to record it on my phone, but then I remembered I don't really want evidence, because I don't want Dario sending his people after me.
Well, yeah, you know, when you were telling me about this, I was kind of perplexed that they were playing checkers off of Saltador, but I kind of remember, you know, the checkered board patterns of his suit. It kind of got me wondering, what kind of things have you ever done off of a person? Have you played checkers off of a person, or like eaten sushi off of a person?
Just shots. That's really it. I mean, trying to think of what else. Yeah, I've never played checkers on a person. I've never eaten food, but I've taken plenty of shots off a person. But that's just between me and you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll just keep that between us.
What about you? What kind of things do you guys do off people in the trailer park, right, Nick?
All kinds of random things. It's fun. We shoot BBs off each other. Shoot each other with BB guns. It's kind of fun. Every once in a while, we'll get some bottle rockets and shoot bottle rockets off of each other. Like, you got to kind of, like, hold it in your belly button, and then the person lights it, and it shoots out of your belly button.
Oh, man.
It's pretty intense.
That sounds intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to do that. You're a tougher man than me, Redneck. You're a tougher man than me. But speaking of tough, we got a match that I can only describe as hard-hitting, and the finish was hard. Like, everything about this match was amazing, and that's Pentagon Dark versus the Dragon himself, Drago. And, you know, we see Cobra Moon leading him out to the ring, and all I could think of is, I wonder if she learned her dragon mastering skills by watching How to Train Your Dragon, because my kids watch it all the time. I could technically control Drago. Drago, however you want to say it.
Well, I mean, you could try. Right now, he's probably under Cobra Moon's control, so you'd probably have to fight her first.
We got ways around that. I'm just going to use my Hayes suave ways to just kind of ease my way in there, and then I'm just going to take over the dragon. Like, I've watched How to Train Your Dragon 1 and 2 at least 30 times between the two movies. I think I can do this, right, Nick? We can have a dragon here at the WWPN. How do you feel about that?
Well, why wouldn't you go after, like, Vibora? Because then you could, like, not, you know, we have a dragon in Drago. Yes, that's really cool. But then you'd have a lizard person like Vibora, who's like 7 feet tall. You can have him picking up things for you, doing, you know, nobody's going to mess with you if you got Vibora under control.
You know what? You make a good point there. Maybe I need to aim a little bit lower. At least that way, Cobra Moon, I won't have to try to fight her for it. So, as always, your sage advice, as I like to say, Redneck. But the match. Let's talk about this match, man. What stuck out to you most in this match? Because, really, I felt like every time, it was one of those matches that every time I felt like I was going to be able to breathe in and really just analyze this match, something crazy happened. And I don't know. I'm enthralled by Pentagon Dark. I'm kind of terrified and enthralled with him at the same time. But the guy is an absolutely great wrestler.
Well, and as his name implies, Pentagon Dark, his matches are hard hitting and dark. I mean, Drago was hitting some moves tonight, but Pentagon was just vicious with what he did to Drago. I mean, he hit him. I'm not exactly sure what his finisher is called, where he kind of picks him up in that cradle package position, and then kind of looks like, I guess it's like a pile driver, but he drops him on their neck, and it looks really vicious. He hit Drago with that twice. Then he also hit him with, I could hear Stryker, because we always sit pretty close to the announcers whenever we go. I could hear Stryker say that he hit him with like a Canadian destroyer. That looked really vicious too. And I thought the match was over, but Drago kicked out of that pin.
Yeah, there are a few things in this match that would have put a normal man out easily. And like you said, that Canadian destroyer, I thought the match was over there. It probably should have been, but Drago just being not of this world and a dragon and just an amazing competitor, of course he was able to kick out of it. But yeah, the package pile driver itself is a devastating move. I don't think I would be able. I would probably be comatose for 6 months if I had to take that move.
You would call me the wrestling broke neck.
Well, we definitely don't want any broken necks around here. But Pentagon did pick up the win. He's moving on to the tournament. So he faces the winner between Mac and Tejano, if I'm correct, right? Is that how the brackets break down?
Well, maybe. I'm not exactly sure. I thought maybe Tejano was going to go after Muertes next, but he might be wrestling Tejano next.
Yeah, I think that's the way it breaks down, but I may be mistaken there. But yeah, so we do get Pentagon Dark moving on, but I mean, the craziest shit came after the match. And, you know, this just shows that we're just all crazy in the temple, because we all knew what was coming. After Pentagon won the match, he was going to break Drago's arm. And I don't know what happens to me, what comes over me when we get in this temple, but I was foaming at the mouth of the idea of seeing a man get his arm broken. I really wanted to see that. But Cobra Moon made the save, and or tried to at least, and Pentagon took her out. Aerostar came out then. He saved Drago. He went to shake Drago's hand, and Drago turned on him, and then it's Aerostar who ends up getting his arm broken. He should have just stayed in the back. This is why you don't mess with Pentagon Dark. You don't interfere in his goings-on. What did you think about what happened after this match, Redneck?
You know, you got to give it up to Aerostar for trying to come out and see if he can smooth things out. Like, hey, I saved you from getting your arm broken. You know, I would hope that if me and you had some beef and I saved you from getting your arm broken, that we could make up after that. And you wouldn't do to me what Drago did to Aerostar. But then when Aerostar was on the ground, Pentagon came over and stomped him right in the back, right before he broke his arm. And that was vicious. I don't know. You know, Aerostar is a time traveler. He should have already seen that coming.
Exactly. I mean, maybe we're seeing something here that's changing the events of time, and he doesn't really know how to navigate it. Maybe that's what we're seeing here, but yeah, man, it was vicious. And of course, I would greatly appreciate you stepping in and saving me from getting my arm broken. But here's my word, just because I don't want to see anybody get hurt, if Pentagon Dark's ever about to break my arm, just go ahead and call 911, let him break it, and just come get me out the ring immediately afterwards so we can get to the hospital immediately. That's the best thing you could do for me. Because if you try to save me, as we see here, you may get something more than just your arm broken. I wouldn't want that on my conscience.
Wrestling broke neck. I mean, that's That's probably what would happen to me.
Oh, man. Man. So, you know, you were telling me that, you know, you ran into Katrina and you saw something backstage with her a little bit earlier. I mean, later on in the night as well.
Well, yeah, honestly, look, I was walking through the back, and as everybody should know, you got to avoid Trina at all costs. But, you know, walking back there, you can walk past any of the superstars because they're just back there training. So as I was going by her, she actually stopped, and Pentagon came out of the corner, and she confronted Pentagon about what he did to Mil Muertes a couple seasons ago, she told him that Mil was basically coming back for his revenge, and he needed to watch out. And then the kind of lights flickered, and they like some magic happened, and they were on the other side of each other. And it was just a weird. It was crazy. So apparently, Katrina and Mil are coming for revenge on Pentagon Dark.
So do you think that? I mean, yes, Mil's coming for revenge, and we'll talk about that. But you know, I am CEO Hayes, and my mind gets to wandering. So do you think that Katrina like uses that going in and out of places by quickly like that during sex, like for positions? That would be kind of efficient if she was able to change positions at the blink of an eye like that, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Then you wouldn't necessarily have to do as much work. See, and then the awkwardness though of having to move positions, that gets rid of too.
Exactly. And that can get pretty awkward. So you know, that's just my mind going all over the place. I am me at the end of the day. But Mil coming for revenge on Pentagon after all this time, I really hope we get this match. Like, whatever, I don't know who each man has to go through. Like I said, the brackets I really don't have memorized. But you telling me that, I'm intrigued to see that and intrigued to see who comes out on top. Who's your pick there? If these two men ultimately do meet at any point in the tournament, who do you have going? Who do you have winning, I should say?
Well, I got a question for you to as a stipulation, I guess. Is Katrina present at the ring?
Absolutely.
Oh, then I got to go with Mil. I got to. Just the powers. I mean, they've already taken over the temple once when Dario disappeared. As much as I like Pentagon Dark, and I think that he'll go to that dark place that he needs to go to get the job done, I just think the man of 1,000 deaths and is just going, he's going to go over. He's going to win. He's going to destroy Pentagon Dark.
Yeah. I tend to lean on that side too. It's Mil's focused, man. And Katrina's focused, and they're out for retribution, revenge, whatever you want to call it. They want that title. They want to be back at the head of this temple and the competitors here. And when Mil's focused like that, it's terrifying. It seriously is terrifying, and I don't think anyone can stop him.
I mean, that's a man. He's a man on a mission. You know, he's like you said, when he's focused, it's like a laser, and he goes right for what he wants, and there's nothing stopping it.
Oh man, let's just go ahead and pray for our favorite competitors in the temple, because it's some dark days ahead of us here. But you know, we did get another match tonight to end the night, and it was one. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I was really looking forward to this match, and I don't know how you felt about it. We haven't really talked about it in depth at all, but I felt like it delivered at least to my expectations for it. The outcome we got, Rey Mysterio going over, it looked a little fishy there due to some interference from the team there. But what did you think about this match in the world? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was excited to see Rey Mysterio Jr. I think, as I told you in the temple, it's been a long time since I had seen him wrestle. And you even told me he had wrestled Puma in the temple before, and that was when I was banned. So I missed that one. I'd seen Rey outside of the temple before and inside the temple with his increased powers. I mean, he was like, it was funny watching him and PJ, because PJ would... He's like so short. PJ was trying to throw those back elbows and was almost completely missing Rey Mysterio's head when he was trying to throw him in that body lock position that Rey had in. And I was kind of worried for PJ because, you know, Rey's killed a guy, and he hit PJ with that move that killed that guy twice tonight. And I was worried.
Yeah. I mean, I think we were all worried about him. I think everyone should have been, at least. But, you know, the Worldwide Underground did get involved in this match, and I just felt so sorry for our boy Ray. Dragon Azteca Jr. tried to come make the save, and he helped a little bit there. But Ray is just a tough son of a bitch. Redneck, how long do you think it would have taken you to recover from the beatdown that Ray got?
Well, I mean, Ray's always persevered from those types of things. I probably wouldn't have been able to come back from something like it would probably take maybe 3 to 6 months of me being laid up in the hospital and probably a full body cast. maybe with my head uncovered, not totally a full body cast. My head would be uncovered, but it would probably be a brutal thing for me to have to get through. I might have to change my thoughts on Johnny Mundo. I've always been a big fan of his, but seeing what they did tonight to Ray, and you know my feelings on Taya. I've told you, and I told Bello, you know, she's a cheater. You grab Joey Ryan's chest hair. You do what you did to Sexy Star. That's not the way you live life. You got to have a code, and these guys just don't have that code. They're disrespectful. You got to have some kind of honor when you come to the temple.
Yeah, and you know they'll probably get what's coming to them eventually. It's funny how things in the temple always seem to balance themselves out. Karma is real, and I don't know if that's what you want to call it here in the temple, but everybody gets what's due to them at some point, and they're really, really just setting themselves up for one hell of a whomping later on down the road. Jack Evans, that dude just. I don't know, Redneck. There's something about Jack Evans' face that just makes you want to punch him. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Between him and Ricky Mandel, there's those two guys that you just want to both punch in. Like, have them standing there and you just take both fists and punch them at the same time.
Yeah, but so this match itself, Rey Mysterio did pick up the win with his frog splash like he tends to do. Like I said, this match was really enjoyable. I thoroughly enjoyed this match, but again, like stuff tends to happen in this temple, there was some interesting stuff that happened after the match, and I know for one you said you were surprised by it. I'm going to let you go ahead and break this down and describe what was it that Ray was trying to get off his chest to Johnny Mundo here?
He just wanted to let him know that his people, he's doing this for his people. And Johnny's not gonna get away with what he's doing, and Ray's coming for him. It was a great interaction that he had at the end of the show.
Yeah, and we don't get to hear Ray Mysterio talk too much, so I enjoyed that. But you know, Ray is coming for him, and that when they do face each other, it's gonna be crazy. Someone's probably gonna get hurt, and we're gonna see some shit that just makes us just question how human these people actually are. Anything left about the match between PJ and Rey Mysterio that you want to talk to? Anything? Like I said, this is one of the matches that seriously everyone needs to watch. I wish that everyone in the world saw this match, because it's hard to really break down and talk about move to move, because A, these are both two quick bastards. Like Rey Mysterio, even at his age, probably one of the fastest wrestlers in the business, and PJ Black is not far behind him with that, but they did some things in this match that, like I said, just watching it was a spectacle, and it deserved to be a main event.
It does. I honestly I know we're pulled over here. I know I had to use the bathroom at that gas station there, but it sounds like I hear some coyotes, man. We might need to get out of here.
Oh shit. Okay. Let's go ahead and get going. Man, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting, but can you give me your Twitter one more time? Because there's some pictures I need to send you.
Well, turn your phone on to like the memo so you'll record it, and then you can just go back and listen to it later. So it's at Wrestling Redneck. That's at RASSLINREDNECK. You got that?
I got it. Okay, thank you. Okay. And as always, I am at CEO Hayes. Yeah, I hear those coyotes, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, let's go. Pero ahora solo Acura ha logrado. No hay manera de que puedas parar esto.
como un corrido. Acuera regresado con un nuevo sonido. Empezar a hacer feria en manera de un rey. Un juego muy avanzado para un güey. Vivo mi vida y diario la reposo. Un par de morros con viejas pero no esposo. Y me puedes hallar en la calle cualquier tipo, gastando feria con mi equipo. Parece que me hice padrote, mis bolsas no estimo. Hasta cambié la moda que camino. Y piensas que soy falso, pónteme de frente. Te pongo estos puños en tus dientes y no me juzgues a mi mundo. Mi mundo es fijo, le acabo de dar feria a las jefas de mis hijos. Y aquí estoy elegible, aquí. Pa' las mujeres, primero cumplir con mis deberes.
¿Cómo te puedo pagar todo lo que haces por mí? Todo.